Welcome to the Real Film Nerds Podcast.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome back to another exciting episode of the Real Film Nerds Podcast. We apologize for our absence last week, especially to you, Eric, who was texting me asking what the hell happened to your podcast. Mysterious Mike Talent had to go be a booth babe somewhere, and I will just leave it at that. I'm not going to say what he was doing or how he was doing it, but he was looking damn fly. So, anyways, Mike, welcome. Yes. How was your journey?
My journey was exhausting, and yes, I would like to apologize to our listeners. Sorry about that. I did try and figure it out while I was in a undisclosed city, but I had a tough time getting to the movie, and actually one of the movie theaters I went to, the movie projector was broken, or at least that's what they said. I don't know. I was very disappointed. And ended up getting to see it on a really cool, I went to an Alamo Draft House, but that was days later. It was hard. It was hard to do a lot of things.
How was your experience at the Alamo Draft House?
I liked it. I wish I would have had a little bit more time. I didn't have a lot of time to like order and stuff. Like, I wish I was there like a few minutes early, but I was able to get some fantastic popcorn bowl, and it's literally in like a metal bowl. Like, it's cool. And then I got a Philly cheesesteak sandwich, and that was quite tasty, and some French fries and a drink. You know, they deliver all of it to your thing, and they don't talk to you. It's very nice. I like it.
So the service with a smile, as you really wanted, Mike.
Yeah, well, they don't want to interrupt the movie, and like at this point, the movie had started, so it's like basically you just write them a little note, and you're like, hey, get me some food.
Does it get annoying them coming in and out for everyone, or is it not that bad?
When I went there, it wasn't very busy, so I was kind of on the side, so it was pretty easy for them to get to me, but I could imagine it would be a little bit annoying for that.
So I've not done that at an Alamo, but I've done it at the fancy AMC and I think the fancy Regal in Phoenix/Scottsdale areas. It didn't really bother me too bad. And then did you have like a full-on table where you could eat at, or was it like a table that like came out of your seat? Because that's how it was at the ones I went to.
So it was like a mini table kind of thing that's like in the seat. It kind of like moves around and yeah.
Yep. It's more than like a TV dinner like tray thing, but it's pretty close.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it still had a cup holder like embedded in it or whatever. So like it was adequate. It worked. And it was reclining seats, which I love.
Yeah, I wish we had those up here at Cinemark, but not Cinemark, Harkins. One day, but I'd rather go to Harkins and have a better projector and a better sound system than go to Picture Show, not to slam Picture Show. They have the better seats, but definitely not the better popcorn and definitely not the better projectors and sound system. But anyways, Mike, speaking of that, because we're going to try and do this and we'll see how it goes, we're going to try and do two podcasts in one night. Let's start out with the one we missed we were supposed to do last week. I really loved this film. I thought it was great. I'm just going to start that, but I'm going to go, Mike, go ahead, break down Monkey Man.
All right. So, we're talking about Monkey Man. It was directed, and written by, Dave Patel. Also on writing credits is Paul Anguilla and John Colley. This movie starring Dave Patel, I gotta get into the cast because they messed this up on the thing. They don't show all the right actors. Anyway, Dave Patel, Scargato Copley. He's that South African guy, right?
And you really butchered his name too. Almost as bad as Dev Patel, not Dave Patel, but it's okay.
Oh yeah, Dev Patel. Yeah. And Pinto Bash. Oh, only one name. That's great. Mm-hmm. Sikandar Kerr. And I think I'm just going to stop butchering people's names now.
Vipin Sharma?
Oh, that was pretty good, dude.
I think that's how you pronounce it. I'm not 100% though. But yeah, he played Alpha.
Wow. Ashwini Kalkashkar?
Kalsekar, I think.
Kalsekar. Okay. Anyway.
Hey, dude, you're trying, all right? We're going to give you credit that you're trying. You're still butchering like a mofo, but you're trying.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying. Okay. An anonymous young man unleashes a campaign of vengeance against the corrupt leaders who murdered his mother and continued to systematically victimize the poor and the powerless.
Okay, Mike. No, go ahead. You go for it.
So, Matt, this is a revenge story. You know I'm going to love it already.
Oh, yeah, dude. Right when I sat down and was watching, I was like, yeah, Mike's going to love this.
Yeah, it was definitely interesting with, like, he's having his hands, like, burned and kind of, like, the backstory behind that. I'm not going to say anything. And then just the revenge element of it. It was, I think it was well done and they built up his character and some of the other characters. I really like some of the, what do they call themselves, Matt? Like the people that helped him out. I really like some of that stuff.
The people that helped him out? Like which ones?
Like the group when he kind of like was all beat up and like they like helped him.
Yeah, the ones at the monastery. I don't remember their names.
Yeah, the monastery thing.
It was like a monastery church temple.
Temple
it was religious
thing.
Something. They didn't go into like super depth on it though.
Yeah, but I liked all the people that were there. It was like that was the inspiration he needed to like, I don't know, see a way forward. So that was really cool. I like that. And they had like an interesting statue of like all this crazy stuff that they kept featuring. I liked it. So anyway, Matt, what did you think of this movie? Obviously, you liked it.
So what I thought was interesting is how in the trailers, everyone keeps saying, I guess kind of in the trailers, they try to make it look like this hardcore action film, like a John Wick film, and it's not. It has some great, wonderful action, but this is a very, very well-rounded film. It has a great story. It has your traditional beginning, middle, and end. It has your traditional hero falls down, has to pick himself back up and finish getting his revenge. I really thought this was a very, very good movie. Then if you did any look into the behind the scenes stuff and the history of this, Dev Patel was making this during COVID and it was a nightmare. And he couldn't get people to support him on making it. He couldn't get people to financially help him with it. Jordan Peele stepped up to help. They had to film in like all these weird places because of COVID. Like this movie seriously barely got made. And I mean, they were doing all kinds of crazy shit because the expense of having to do it in all these unique places because of COVID, because they couldn't get access to the places they wanted to do it. And then on top of it, Dev Patel spent 10 years writing this.
Wow, dude, 10 years.
I mean, this is truly like a passion project for him. And once you hear and learn about all the behind the scenes and backstory and everything, it makes it that much better. But it did not change my opinion of the rating. I still was going to rate it when I'm going to rate it. It just really makes it even more unique and just amazing. Incredible, I guess is a good way to put it, that they did all this stuff to get it done during COVID, because this should have probably come out 2 years ago.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a great movie, so obviously whatever they needed to do, they figured it out, and I think it came out in a decent time, and it's done pretty well in the box office. I think it'll make its money back.
On the first day, I think it was either the first or the second day of filming, Dev Patel broke his hand. And he had to fight through the pain of breaking his hand for the rest of the film, especially the action sequences. That's one reason why his stuff is wrapped, is because his hand was broken.
Oh my, man, that's rough, dude.
It just, It just shows you the pure heart and dedication he had. And again, I found all this stuff out long after I rated the film.
Okay. All right. Yeah. No, that's great.
Mike's reading IMDb, FYI, for those of you who are curious.
No. Well, I was just trying to see what it's made so far. So.
Oh, financially? Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. That would be interesting to know. I don't know how much we're going to spoil it. You know, we'll do our what are we drinking spoilers and all that stuff. But, you know, I think this is a must-see, especially in the theaters. I love this film. Go see it in the theaters.
Yeah, I think it would definitely be great. The action in it and just the immersiveness of kind of a different area. And it was very colorful in parts. So I think it would be great to see it in the theater if while you can, because it might start to get pushed out fairly soon because of the newer movies. But yeah, go see it in the theater. And then, like Matt said, we're trying to squeeze in a couple podcasts here, so we're not going to dilly-dally about. I'm just going to ask him, Matt, what are you drinking this fine morning, evening, afternoon?
Well, Mike, thank you for asking. I am drinking a beverage that I was suggested to get by my buddy Chris because he said it tasted like a Cantarito, and it does not taste like a goddamn Cantarito at all, but it is known as a Cantaritos by Jarritos Fruit Punch Hard Soda. And it basically just tastes like a fruit punch soda, and I think it has some booze in it, but... Yeah. Yeah, so I'm trying to stomach these.
Okay, all right. Well, Matt, I am drinking an IPA. This is one from Aldi, but not one that I usually talk about. It's called Wild Range IPA.
Mike, did you know they're trying to get an Aldi in Prescott Valley? I think I talked about that before.
You did, dude. You did. I'm excited for you.
My buddy Steve said, screw Aldi. I'm never going to go there. I don't understand why they're charging me for shopping carts. He just really hates it.
Oh, well, you know, it's so they don't have to have a cart attendant, man.
That's what I told him. I said it's so that you return the carts, and he said, that's bullshit.
Well, or you get some, the homeless people will take a group up, a bunch of them, and get like a dollar.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's either way, man, it's a win-win for everyone.
So, all right, Mike, moving on. What is this week's, or today's, not this week's, because we're doing 2-1. Mike, what is today's incredible dad joke?
I got dad jokes. I don't think they understand, though. Gotta think I'm funny. Other people never laugh, though. Dad jokes.
Oh, man. Matt, I don't know if you're going to be able to handle this one, dude. So this dad joke's more in theme for our next movie, but I'm just going to go with it anyway.
Well, why don't you save it for our next movie, then?
Well, I don't have two dad jokes.
What? I got you another book. You have a book of dad jokes.
I do have a book. I don't have it with me.
Son of a bitch. Okay. All right, Mike.
Hold on. Stand by.
Hold, please. He is furiously flipping through his book, trying to find something to be funny. I mean, I figured, you know, you'd be able to come up with a good revenge dad joke, but even just off the top of your head, because you love revenge movies so much.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, revenge and dad jokes are kind of a weird combo. But, you know, you never know. Let's see. What do we got here? All right. Why do seagulls fly over the ocean?
Because when they poop, it goes into the sea?
Because if they flew over the bay, we'd call them bagels.
I do like bagels.
There you go, dude.
I do like bagels.
All right. I'm struggling, dude. All right.
But it's fine. I liked it. I thought that was pretty funny.
All right. I do have the MCU tie in. Bam.
Oh, here you go. Interesting trivia. The film was originally meant to be released straight to streaming on Netflix until Jordan Peele saw the film and, feeling that it deserved a theatrical release, instead acquired it from Netflix under his Monkey Paw Productions banner, which has a distribution deal with Universal Pictures.
Oh, that is pretty interesting. Dude, that's some power right there.
Shit, they had someone die on set.
Oh, man.
Well, not on set, but Patel lost the film's gaffer during production from a heart attack.
Oh, man. Oh, I think at the end it said, didn't it dedicate to somebody?
Yeah. Yeah, I believe it was the guy that passed away. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that. They say the film's description is John Wick in Mumbai. No, it's not John Wick. I don't want to say it's better than John Wick because John Wick is wonderful, but this is more of a fully rounded story than just action, and we talked about that earlier. But anyways, Mike, what is... Oh, nope. I almost said dad joke again. I'm not doing that. Mike, how does Monkey Man relate to the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Oh, thanks for asking, Matt. So, Joe Galdo, he was one of the editors on this movie, worked on one of the Spider-Man.
One of them movies. Spider-Mans? Which one, yeah. Mike? Homecoming or Into the Spider-Verse?
No, this one's Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel.
Yeah, it's the other. I'm getting the two MCUs confused. This is Captain Marvel. He was a temp re-recording mixer. So he went to an editor on this movie, and he was in the editorial department in Captain Marvel.
Okay. All right. I'm not confused, but okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You good?
No. Still confused, but it's okay. It'll work. It's the same guy for both movies, or is it a different guy for...
No. So he's when he did the Captain Marvel movie, he was a temp re-recording mixer. On Monkey Man, he was an editor.
Ah, okay. Now I got it. Okay, that makes more sense now. Got it. So okay, now we're in the spoiler section for however long we're going to keep going. I don't know how much we need to spoil. We could talk a little bit about it. I'll just say this right off the bat: like one of my favorite scenes of this entire film was the training scene at the church, monastery, temple. I'm going to go with temple.
Like the montage thing? Yeah, it's like a temple, I think.
I'm going with temple. I don't know about the montage thing, but he's sitting there beating the shit out of the sack of grain.
Yeah.
And the dude with the drums, who's like a world-renowned Grammy-winning artist, which I didn't know until after the fact. He's won all kinds of Grammys, I guess. He's really well-known and world-renowned. The drums to the hitting and the punching, I mean, that whole scene was fantastic. I think that was my favorite scene of the whole film. And it's not the revenge murder scenes.
No, that's not the revenge murder scene.
But that scene was great. I really liked it. Although, there is one revenge murder scene that I thought was pretty fucking... I've never seen before. The one where he takes the... It's in the kitchen, and he takes the dude's head and like shows it on like the grill, and then throws oil on him.
Oh yeah,
I was like, whoa, that was fucking brutal.
Yeah. No, that was bad.
I mean, it was pretty graphic. Some of the murders, it was awesome.
Yeah, no, it went graphic very quickly.
Well, yeah, and that's the second. So there's two big action sets. There's the like 45 minutes into it action set, and then you get the end, which is like the last 30 to 45 minutes is nothing but action. And so it was the second part.
Yeah, what did you think of like the fights that were like the Monkey Man like fights, kind of, you know, like where he was
in the boxing ring?
Yeah,
the like boxing the MMA ring, yeah. Almost kind of stuff, yeah. The kickboxing kind of. I thought that was good. I thought it was interesting how it showed him purposely, you know, throwing the fight, and then when he goes back, you know, he really, truly does know how to fight and doesn't fart around and just knocks him out. I thought that was pretty impressive.
Yeah. Was it one kick, right? Dude, it was like, bing!
Yeah, he just got him clean and hard right where he should have. But I didn't know this about Dev Patel either, but Dev Patel has been studying Taekwondo like almost his whole life.
Oh, wow.
He's a giant, giant fan of Bruce Lee.
Oh, okay.
So that makes sense why his directorial debut, he did an action film like this.
Yeah, that does make sense.
But honestly, dude, I really liked this movie. I thought it was fantastic, from the cinematography to the color palette to the acting to the story. I mean, this is almost the complete package for me.
Yeah, no, it was a great movie. It was great.
What else do you want to add about the spoilers, Mike? Are you done?
I don't know. Like, I enjoyed, like, the story, you know, like, with his hands was, like, because they show his hands quite a bit, and you're like, why is his hands all messed up? And that, you know, really gave motivation to some of what's going on. But it was very interesting that he was, like, taking a beating all the time, like, in his fights, like, in the beginning. Like, he felt like he deserved that, and that was interesting to me. That,
dude, you can spoil it. We're in the spoiler section. You can say why he was, you know, taking a beating, why he was felt that he deserved getting wailed on.
Well, you know,
if you want, it is a major factor in the film, though.
Yeah, no, it was interesting. So that's all I wanted to say. I don't want to give away. I think we want everybody to see this in theater. So I think we've given away enough.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I got one more. The final boss, I guess you would consider it. I liked how it was more realistic than, say, other films of similar caliber. The final kind of boss guy isn't a fighter, and he doesn't look like a fighter, and he doesn't come off as a fighter. And so that quote unquote fight is literally like 10 seconds long, which I thought was perfect. I think it was quite realistic. Did you just fart?
No, I didn't fart, dude.
Oh, it sounded like you farted.
Oh, okay. Nope. Well, all right, Matt. Well, I guess we'll get moving to our next one. So, what is your rating, dude?
Is that the fart that ended the podcast? I thought you were going to elaborate a little bit
That's
more
the
on
fart
there.
That ended the podcast.
But, all right, Mike. I see how you're going. But no, dude, I love this movie. I thought this movie was great all around. It's one of my favorite films of the year so far. I give it 4.5, man. I really liked it.
Wow, man. Well, you got me beat. I really liked it too, Matt. You know, I love revenge movies and stuff, but I'm giving it a 4. 4 reels out of 5. I enjoyed it, and I do think people should see it in the theater. It was a good movie, and obviously a super labor of love with broken hands and one of the cast passing away, and like COVID and all the things. So Jordan Peele like rescuing it to the silver screen. Wow.
It was a good movie, man. I really just liked it a lot. I think everybody should go see it. If you're old enough, cause it is pretty freaking graphic.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's graphic.
So, all right. Well, for next week's pod, oh wait, you mean our second pod of this week, we're going to chat about Civil War. And so that is probably not going to be a quick one. We're going to try to make it a quick one here once we're done with this one, but it probably won't be because of what the topic is. But we will see, Mike. We'll see how that goes. So anyways, I don't have anything else to add about Monkey Man. I would love to see a sequel. I don't know if it's going to happen, but Dev Patel's directorial debut was fantastic. I thought he did a great job. Oh, you know what? That was one thing. That's where my half a reel came down, why I didn't give it 5, was a lot of the fight scene cuts were really fast and really too close for me. Sorry, I just had to get that in.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, there was some of that.
I wanted a little bit more wider John Wick-y style where you could see what was going on and see, because clearly he knows what he was doing. The choreography was great, but the cinematography was really good at parts and really kind of tough at other parts. But anyways, that's where my half a reel drop came.
Okay. All right. Well, Matt, you ready to move on to Civil War, the Matt podcast about war photography?
Yeah, but I think you need to end this podcast.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, it's still all one podcast, right?
No, I was going to do 2 separate ones.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. And catch us on the next pod in about 2 seconds.
Thank you for listening to The Real Film Nerds. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Real Film Nerds. Now, go out and catch a movie.
Welcome, everyone, to Ma Hinchong Loses Her Cookies, Episode 58, Monkey Man. Nat, how are you doing this evening?
Oh, you know me. I'm just living the dream.
Aren't we all? Hey, you guys, I really love this movie. So, you know, I recommend this tremendously. It was really good. I was thinking, what? This movie's called Monkey Man? I don't want to go see that. But then when I went, Dev Patel was just great. He was fantastic. And there were so many emotions. It starts out just really happy, him and his mom and the forest with the tea tree and everything. And then, boy, does it tank. And it's like emotions were up and down and then pretty much down for quite a while for him. But it was really good. And I loved the way he trained to become, I think it was a kickboxer or something like that, or wrestler, or both. I don't know. Anyway.
Well, he doesn't do either of that in the film. I mean, I guess he kind of does kickboxing. Yeah, but he didn't train. He was. That's how the movie started out, was he was already doing that.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, however, when he was working with the gentleman with the drums, I just thought that was the coolest thing ever. Oh, my gosh. And I heard that the fellow who did the drums has gotten, like, what, 4 Golden Globes or something like that. He was
You don't win a Golden Globe for music. You win Grammys.
Grammys. Okay, Grammys. Whatever he won, he was really, really good. And the fellow worked in, I don't know if you call it a brothel, maybe, I don't know. But anyway, yucky job, wanted to...
What are you talking about?
Well, where he worked.
The drummer? Or are you now talking about the main character? Mom, you're jumping all over the place. So you went to the end of the movie, and now you're going back to the beginning.
No, that's not the end. The drums
It's pretty close.
Well, okay, anyway. No, he worked in a yucky place, and, you know, he wanted to save the one girl and probably the other girls, too, and get the bad guys.
That had nothing to do with his revenge.
No, it's because they killed his mom.
But you just said that he went back there to save the girl, which is not true. He went to get revenge.
Well, okay,
and
yeah.
And you just spoiled the living shit out of the movie, FYI. We didn't do that in ours, but I guess you did.
I did it in mine, so live with it.
I know. It's your podcast. You do what you want. Yeah, well, Ma Hinchaw, uncontrolled, losing her cookies.
But, I mean, it was really, really good. And I
Okay, great, but you don't have to tell everybody everything about the film. You can explain why you like it, not the facts of... Oh, Jesus. I have this argument like every week. This is just what your podcast is turning into. Me going, Mom, stop.
Oh, shush. Anyway.
Go ahead. Keep ruining it. Ready, set, go.
Oh, I'm not going to ruin anymore, but
you already ruined the biggest thing.
Well, I know. I guess I did. Oh, drat. Well, anyway. It was a very good movie, and I highly recommend that everybody go see it. End of quote. I won't give any more secrets away, whatever. Okay?
I would like you to tell people why you liked it. Why did you like it? Because of a dude playing drums?
No, because of Dev's character and how he wanted revenge for his mother's murder. But, I mean, it was kind of just interesting how he worked through and got to that point where he could take revenge.
Mom, did you miss the entire first action sequence where that's the only reason he was working in that crime tower was to try and get revenge and he fucked up and almost died? Did you sleep through that part?
Yes, no, I saw that.
Okay.
But I'm saying that's how he, you know, wanted to, or tried to get revenge. And I mean,
I didn't. He didn't need to go and do all this training to get revenge. He chose to become a better fighter.
Yeah, but that was still, when he was a better fighter, it was still revenge. I mean, you know.
Yes, Mom, but his motivation was not.
Okay, well.
I don't even know why I tried. Jesus.
I was wrong there then, but I mean, you know. The training sequence was very interesting.
Seriously, how many times did you fall asleep during this movie?
I don't know how to put it, but it was interesting and very unique. I thought that was very good, too. So
you didn't care about the fight choreography, you didn't care about the acting, you didn't care about the sets, you didn't care about the locations, you didn't care about any of that stuff. You cared about the cinematography and his main character getting revenge.
Well, right? And he was very good. He was a very good actor. Dev is a very good actor.
You know, there's a lot more than one actor in this movie, right?
I know, but, okay. You know, he was the main.
Well, I'm just trying to get you to think and use your words. That's all. I'm not trying to be mean. We've had this discussion many times.
Well, I'm trying to be fast and just say that, you know.
You can be fast and still explain.
Well, me? Oh, I don't know.
I guess. No, because you sit here and I have to explain to you that people want to know your opinion of the film. They don't want to know the story of the film.
Right.
But yet you still tell the story.
I said I liked the emotional highs and lows and highs. Well, there weren't too many highs, but, you know, I thought.
No, I don't. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, I thought that was a very good point. You know, the poor guy, he can't. Oh, and then there was the photography or cinematography of the car chase, which was fun. That was good, too. Very good. It was all good. I just liked it. I thought it was a very good movie.
Well, then use your words and explain why. It's not hard, Mom. You're usually pretty good at this.
Because of his acting, because of the cinematography, because of the interesting plot, and the fact of the revenge in several times. Anyway, it was just a good movie, and it makes you feel good that he got the bad guys in the end. And there you go.
Okay. Well, were they the bad guys, though? I mean, it was like the, you know, president of a nation, and it was the chief of police of this town. So well, were they the bad guys?
Yeah, but, hey, they can be bad guys, too. And I didn't want to bring that up. I mean, I don't. Well,
you already spoiled the biggest thing of the whole film.
Oh, but I didn't want to spoil the end. I mean, really.
You did.
Well, okay, foo. Anyway, I'm sorry. But it was good. Go see it, everybody. Dev did a beautiful job, too, because he broke his hand in the first fight scene, and then he had a broken foot when the movie started, and he pushed through all that, and then they had to change locations from one island to another and all sorts of trouble, but he hung in there and they made that movie. There. Okay?
Starting to think we need to call this Matt Hinshaw loses his cookies.
Okay, lose them. Go ahead.
I've already lost them.
Okay, all right, already.
I'm exhausted.
Well, I'm trying for you not to be exhausted. I'm trying to just be very.
Well, then do your job and don't sit here and tell everyone the story like you always freaking do.
No, I can't help.
Yeah, you need to learn how to consciously be, discuss the topics of the film versus, you know, what the story is. And we've had this discussion, Mom. I'm tired of it.
I'm tired. Okay, sorry. Erase all of that. You don't remember a thing. Okay.
I don't remember a thing. Jesus, I wish it was that easy. Okay, fine. How many cookies do you give Monkey Man?
Hey, I gave it 5.
Why do you get, it's the perfect film because it's just about revenge and Dev Patel's excellent acting and the fact that he revenges his mother.
Yeah, because that was horrible.
That's all it takes for it to be a 5 for you. That's easy.
And he watched his mom and that's horrible. And I don't blame him. Okay. It was awful. And yeah, it took a long time, but he did it. Okay. That's why I gave it. Awesome. All right.
I need a drink.
Okay. I'd give you one of my blue moons, but I couldn't send it that far.
I'm pretty sure I have plenty.
Okay, good. There you go. Well, anyway, very marvelously good film. Did a good job, everybody. And that's it, okay?
All right. Well, can we stop this one and we can do the next one? What's the next one?
Absolutely. Next one is number 59, Civil War.
That I was asking what movie it was, not what number. But okay, I'm glad you know how to count. That's a step in the right direction, Ma. You're doing great.
Yeah, proves I can count. Okay.
So anyways, All right. Well, thank you everyone for joining us for another boring episode of Ma Hinshaw Loses Her Cookies, number 58. Matt shoots himself in the face.
Bye.
Yeah.